Good evening, everyone. So if you pay attention to the polls, that when people are asked, what is the scariest movie of all time, universally, there is one movie that is always at the number one spot. It's not Saw, it's not Friday the 13th. Universally, the most scary movie ever made is the 1973 classic, The Exorcist, based off the 1971 book. But what most people don't know is this movie, which has become sort of the icon of what a horror film should be. None of the other exorcism films or demon possession films have even come close. What the movie, though, is based upon the book, as I said, but even more importantly, the book is based upon a true story. The story of Roland Doe, a teenage boy in the late 40s, who, as a result of getting involved with the Ouija board through his aunt, became possessed by the devil. And there were a series of different exorcisms that took place by Jesuit priests in Georgetown, until finally he was released. Now, in reality, his head didn't spin around, and he didn't puke up green pea soup as Linda Blair did in the movie. But still, this story is something that really happened. Fact of the matter that exorcisms do take place. People do get possessed. And what's interesting for me as a priest over the years that I've been a priest, I could say, everybody, I'm giving a talk on how to be holy, on how to grow in virtue, and three or four people might show up. But oh boy, if I say I'm giving a talk on demonic possession, they will be beating down the door. There's a fascination with evil, fascination with possession and exorcism. And indeed, it is something which is very interesting and very intriguing. But what's most intriguing is, as fascinated as people today are by possessions and exorcisms, and they want to see movies about it, and they want to read stories about it, when you hear about it in the Bible, like you do today, in the Gospel, nobody cares. Because that's what we encounter in today's Gospel. Jesus exorcises a man possessed by demons. He does it on numerous occasions throughout the Gospels. But because there's no levitation, there's no speaking in languages you don't know, there's no pentagrams appearing on someone's arm like they have in Hollywood, we don't pay attention to it. But the Lord performs an exorcism on this man today who is possessed by an unclean spirit. But there's a truth in today's reading that I really want to focus upon. The truth that deals with the reality of the existence of God, the nature of Jesus, and the reality of the devil. And the devil is speaking to Jesus. He's speaking out loud through this man. And this one line, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. I know who you are. The devil knows who Jesus is. The devil knows that Jesus is the Son of God. The devil knows that he is the Messiah. He has no questions about this. And it's in stark contrast to our world today. And maybe a lot of us who question, who is Jesus really? Is he just some prophet from many centuries ago? Or a really good man who lived a moral life? Some people will say maybe Jesus was just a myth. But the reality is we want to find out who the Lord was and understand from someone who knew exactly who Jesus was, we have to look at the reality of evil. The reality of the knowledge of the devil. I know who you are. And this fact that Satan knows who Jesus is, Satan knows that he's the Son of God, should make us step back and wonder why we question so much. Because if Satan really exists, if possessions and exorcisms are all real and true, not just some sort of a fabrication of Hollywood, then if we look and we study a little bit about it, we are going to see that if we believe in this, we have got to believe in who Jesus was. We've got to believe in his power. We have to believe in his divinity, because the evil one surely does. And so what I want to do is go over a few elements of demonic possession, a few elements of exorcism that point to this fact that Jesus is known by Satan. Satan knows who Jesus is and should lead us to a deeper faith and knowledge of Christ's identity. The first thing is, and we all have seen this in movies, those individuals possessed by the devil have a revulsion towards those things that are holy. Putting holy water or crucifixes, mentioning the name of Jesus or Mary if the priest does it, will often send the possessed individual into a fury, anger. And in fact, a person who's possessed can often tell the difference between an item which is blessed and an item which is not blessed. They're aware of what's holy. They're aware of the true nature and how it becomes holy through the blessing and the consecration of Jesus Christ. Another thing that we study and we know in demonology is that demons cannot say the name of Jesus. If they're going to say the name of Jesus, they're going to curse and blaspheme a lot of the times in adding the name of Jesus to it. Never giving praise, never giving worship. Why? Because they know that name is holy. They know the name symbolizes and stands for Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. Not just Bill or Fred or Sally or whomever. These names don't mean anything, but the name of Jesus does. And in fact, number three is whenever the demon is called out, whenever the series of prayers and the exorcism is happening, demons don't react to the name of Buddha. They don't coil back at the name of Moses. The name of Muhammad doesn't make them vomit up black bile. But the name of Jesus does. The name of Jesus does. And in fact, the exorcism is done in his name. The power of Christ compels you. Not in the name of anybody else. There's only one name that has the power to be able to perform and to enact a true exorcism. And that is the name of Jesus Christ. Four is that, and this is something I think we all know, if there is an individual who we believe to be possessed by the devil, exhibiting strange behaviors, you know, speaking languages they don't know, exhibiting superhuman strength, levitating off the ground, no one ever calls the Baptist preacher. No one ever calls the Assemblies of God minister. It just doesn't happen. The priest always gets the call. And this is true. Well, I'll get phone calls sometimes from people who aren't even Catholic. They know it's time to call the priest. Now, granted, a priest can't just go do an exorcism. He has to be given the authority by his bishop and have proper training. But the fact of the matter is, why is the priest the one able to perform the exorcism? Because he stands in the person of Christ by virtue of his ordination. In some way, he receives that special power over sin, the special power over the evil one. And so Christ acts through the priest in a special way to cast out the demon. And fifth and finally, Satan knows above and beyond all things that Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharist. You read the accounts of different exorcists. Most of them like to perform an exorcism in a church where the Eucharist is present, because Satan knows the Lord is present there. A story that a friend of mine told me, that one time she was doing missionary work down in Mexico, in the village, the shaman was there, the witch doctor who performed spells and cast hexes on people, was beginning to exhibit some signs of possession. And so the priest came with a consecrated host in the pyx and placed it on the man's chest. And immediately the man began to howl and vomit up black bile. Why? Because the demon inside of him knew that was Jesus, although the man didn't really know what was going on. Satan recognizes Christ present in the Blessed Sacrament. Again, in satanic masses, They don't go down to the Presbyterian church to get communion and grape juice. They come to the Catholic church to desecrate the host where Christ is present there. These are all signs and evidence, just like today's gospel, that Satan knows who Jesus is. And we're the ones who are often confused by it. I'm not here to give this homily to scare or frighten you, although some of you may not sleep tonight. Nor am I trying to elicit a certain curiosity. We've got to be very, very careful in starting to wanting to learn more about demonology or Satanism or possession. It's not a topic to delve into unless you know what you're getting yourself into. But the fact of the matter is that Satan is real. This is something that our Holy Father Pope Francis has been repeating over and over and over again. That Satan is real. That demons are real. They're active in the world and they are trying to tempt you and to destroy your soul. And that we have got to be aware of the real battle we fight. It's not with the flesh, as St. Paul says, but with the principalities and powers. There is a spiritual warfare going on. Does it mean that every time that you're tempted to eat too much food or you lose your temper, is the devil working through you? No, not at all. We've got to be aware of his presence. And to never fear, to never be scared, but to always put our faith and trust in Jesus. If we can look at this argument and understand that Satan knows who Jesus is, and if we can have that trust in the Lord, the trust in his divinity, the trust in his power, evil will never conquer as long as we stay close to Jesus Christ. Amen.